Hello, everybody.
Sorry, I keep doing that. I talk before she says Blog Talk Radio. But I wanted to apologize for being a little late, about 30 minutes. I was going to cancel the show, but I decided to do it anyways. So, I am on tonight. And I'm going to start with a card reading for the public. First card says make a wish. Second card says divine timing. And the third card, just look through the situation. So, I can relate to this right now in my own life. I am looking to relocate and looking for housing. So, that's the wish that I've made. And I have to trust that everything will come in divine timing. That's hard. That's really hard to do sometimes, trusting that things will come in divine timing. And look through the situation. So, I'm not sure what the third one means yet, but maybe I am missing something, something that I hadn't seen before. So, that is the reading, but take from it what you will. I am going to launch the chat to see if anybody is going to happen to call in or to chat. So I am opening that right now. Okay. What I had originally planned for today was to do a hypnotherapy session for the group or for callers, and so since I don't have any callers, I think I'm going to just go with that, start with that. For those of you that are listening. Okay, we're going to start with the relaxation and then go into the hypnosis session. It's called Celebration. It's a way for you to help visualize your goals and basically what it is that you want to do with your life. So I want all of you to get comfortable, and if you're driving, then pull over and take some time to do the meditation, or I call it a meditation. Okay, so we're going to start with a deep relaxation. Imagine that there's a purple light. Now let's do a blue light, a deep blue light streaming up from the heavens, and that blue light is coming down into your crown, the top of your head, and then it gradually is going down to your eyes, relaxing your eyes, your mouth, relaxing your jaw, the blue liquid light just flowing in into you, calming you, going down through your throat chakra, relaxing your vocal cords, every fiber, down the shoulders, relaxing any tension you have. It's just slipping away with that blue liquid light, going all the way down to the tips of your fingers, just making your arms and your hands and fingers feel completely loose and relaxed. And that blue liquid light continues flowing down through your chest, relaxing your breathing and your heart rate down to your abdomen, relaxing every muscle in your abdomen, just releasing tension. That blue liquid light continues to flow down through your hips, relaxing them, all the way down through your thighs, relaxing every single muscle and fiber. To your knees, that blue liquid light continuing to flow down, relaxing you, every part of you. You feel completely relaxed and at ease. That liquid light is continuing to flow down through your calf muscles, relaxing them completely. You are completely relaxed and at ease. That liquid light is flowing down through your ankles, to your feet, and to the tips of your toes, making you completely relaxed, completely saturated in this blue liquid light from head to toe, completely relaxing you, making you feel at ease and ready for the meditation. In the distance, you will see what looks like a group of people. You see a group of people that are together, and everybody seems happy. You hear music in the distance over that hilltop. You can see people enjoying themselves and having a good time. And you know that you want to get there. You want to be with at that celebration. And as you're walking along a golden path laid out of golden bricks. You're walking along that path, and as you walk, you're walking, enjoying the view, the sun and the birds and the bright green grass and the flowers. You notice that there is a huge wall that stops you. You're stopping to look at that wall right now. You look at the wall and notice that this wall represents your problem, whatever it is that's been holding you back. If it's fear, if it's financial issues, whatever that may be, this wall is your roadblock. Now imagine finding a place in that wall. Finding a place in that wall, you look at the wall. See how you can get through this wall. Because there isn't any way around it, so how are you going to get through the wall? Imagine that. Imagine how you're getting through that wall. And now break through that wall. You're successfully broken through that wall. And you are now on the other side of that wall. And on the other side of the wall, you see that hilltop. And you see those people just below the hilltop. You can just barely see them, laughing and celebrating, and you can hear that music in the distance still, and you're longing to get there. Now you continue to walk, and you're continuing to walk, And along the way, you see some beautiful flowers. You continue to hear the music, the laughter in the distance. And then your guide, whoever that guide may be, stops you and gives you advice. Take a moment to listen to your guide's advice, or it could be an angel or a spirit animal that's there to give you advice on what you need to do next to reach that desired goal, the goal that you are trying to reach walking down this path. Take a moment now to stop and listen and ask any questions that you may have. Now that you have that answer, thank your guide and continue to walk forward. You get to the top of the hill. You're at the top of the hill right now. And looking down, you can again see the celebration. See the crowd enjoying each other's company, people mingling, people laughing, people eating food and enjoying themselves, little kids running and playing, a little dog running and playing with the kids and barking and having a good time. And inside, you want to join that celebration. So you walk, continue to walk down that hill. As you're walking down the hill again, you notice the beautiful flowers and the bright sun. And now you are at, you notice a waterfall, you're right. So you veer away from the crowd over to the waterfall. And you are now walking into the waterfall. And as the water hits your head, it comes through you and your soul, purifying you from your head to your shoulders, to your waist, and your belly, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And you notice dark matter coming out of your toes and seeping out as this water washes through you and washes away any negative energy that you may have. Anything that is holding you back from your goal is now being washed away. Now you continue, walk out of the waterfall, back onto the path. Walk, you are now walking into the crowd. And as you walk into the crowd, you notice everybody is patting you on the back. Everyone's congratulating you. Everyone's cheering you on. Someone comes to your left and taps you on the shoulder. They put a gold medal on you. They hand you a golden trophy. You have now reached your goal. Envision that goal that you have reached and know that everybody is congratulating you. Everyone is cheering you on. The angels are there too, cheering you on and congratulating you and reaching your goal. And you feel very happy. You're filled with pride and joy. And you know that reaching this goal is possible. I'm going to take you back to relax, from relaxing to waking. And as we go up from your toes to your head, you'll gradually wake up. Your toes are tingling now, the tips of your toes waking up. You feel that tingling go up through your feet. You wiggle your toes. You're waking up, up through your calves, tingling all the way up to your hips. You're moving your legs, your feet, your toes, wiggling them around a bit. The tingling's going up through your belly. You're moving your belly up through your chest, through the tips of your fingers, tops of your arms, through your chest, tingling, waking up through your neck, all the way up through your jaw, through your eyes, and the top of your head, and you are now awake. You are now awake. And feel energized and confident in your ability to reach your goal. Okay, everybody, I hope that some of you were listening. I don't know if anybody is listening, and I don't see anyone in. Oh, I see. Do you see one person in chat? GG2011. Hi, Gigi. I'm going to just want to know if you're there. Let me know if you're there by saying hi. Glad. So, how was the meditation for you? It's okay. You can feel free to give feedback if you're all right with that. Good. I'm glad. She says that it was great, so I said good. Okay. I'm happy about that. That is loosely based, the meditation that I just did is loosely based off of one that I learned in school, actually. And I just kind of just winged it and added in some things there just on a whim. Ways of clearing and balancing you and releasing those roadblocks. I hope you all enjoyed that meditation. And I do have one caller. If you're interested in a reading, I could do that. If it's a question, that's good too. So I will take the caller, 502 area code.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I am interested in a reading.
Okay. All right. I will pull some cards for you.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. And what is your question?
It is really regarding my love life. I kind of would like to reconcile with a past relationship, but I'm just not sure if that's going to happen.
Okay, have you called in recently?
No.
Okay. What was your name again?
Lee.
Lee? Okay. Okay. And you want to know if you're going to reconcile with this person?
Or just anything coming up in my love life, if that, is coming up. If not, just if anything else is coming up.
Well, what I'm getting right now is that right now it's time for self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than seeking a relationship, right now it's time for you to care for yourself.
Okay.
And for everyone, I think that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for you?
Probably not.
That you,
Right. Probably not putting as much thought into just love at this time, just kind of healing and moving forward with other things and letting it come to me, opposed to putting a lot of thought into it.
That sounds good. That sounds like you know what's best for you. The third card I got was, it says, you are understood. So I feel like you will eventually get into a new relationship, and it's going to be a healthier relationship where you feel this person supports you, they understand you, they're on kind of like on the same wavelength as you.
Right. Okay.
And I think it's going to be a healthy relationship.
Okay.
And he might be have blonde hair.
Okay.
So that's what I got immediately was blonde.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps. Do you have any other questions?
No, not really. No. But thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. So that was the only person I had in the queue. It is now 6:51, and I am going to actually, because I don't have any other callers and the meditation is done, I'm going to end the show for the night. I want to thank all of you for those of you who are listening, for calling in to listen. We just got another caller, so I will go ahead and just take the call. 856 area code.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
How can I help you today?
Whatever you can put up. I have a lot on my plate, too. Either career or reconnection with a past friendship. Whatever you can get and whatever is easiest for you.
So do you want to know about career or friendship?
Friendship.
Okay, so you want to know if you're going to, like, rekindle a friendship?
Right, if I want to hear from him.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So the first card says pray. Have you been doing a lot of praying about this?
Yes.
Well, just acknowledgement that that's where you've been, spirit acknowledging it. They do hear you, your prayers. You know, God does, the angels do. The second card says think about it, and that's for the present moment. So what that tells me is that this person may not be a healthy person for you right now in your life. And I feel like there are some conflicting energies there. Some heartache. Some real heartache there. Does that sound...
On his end, you mean?
Well, it's coming from one of you. I wasn't quite sure who.
Probably.
So if it's not you, then it's probably him.
Right.
Did he seem pretty heartbroken?
Pretty much when I picked up and left. Yeah, when I left 2 years ago.
Yeah. I don't think that he is over it. I feel pretty sad, and meaning that he's not over it. And I don't really think that it would be healthy to go back to it. And two, spirit, the angels are coming through and just letting you know that you're not alone. So when you feel lonesome, know that they are there for you, to support you, and they do hear your prayers. It's just, I mean, you could always try reaching out to this person, but I don't think it's, I'm not feeling that it's going to be the outcome that you want if you do reach out.
Okay.
You know? Does that make any sense to you? Does that seem to kind of go with the flow of what's been happening?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like he knew what he had to do to come and get me, and he didn't do it. So it's like, whatever. So he has to let it go.
He's hurting still. So
It wasn't my fault.
That's probably why.
Yeah, I told him to come. He didn't want to come, so it wasn't my fault. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that he's hurting still. You know.
True, but he should have never left. Oh well, he should have never let me go. Then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you take care. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did obviously just got another caller, so that's why I stayed on. My queue is empty, so just in case anyone is out there listening, feel free to... Oh, I see Anne is asking a question. I'm sorry, I just, shoot, you can ask me a question. I'm listening. Just type it in, and I can answer it. I'll just say the answer out loud. And Eva, you can go ahead and ask me your question. Oh, sorry, I see that Anne is no longer on, and it's me and Gigi 2011 in the chat room. Gigi, if you have a question, you can ask it. Otherwise, I will be ending the show. All right. Well, everybody, I will do my very best to be back on by tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. If I can't, I will let you know. Because I have to look for a private room at the library to do the shows because they have internet here. So. It usually works out just fine. Sometimes it doesn't, but that's fine. All right. Well, thank you everybody for coming, and I will be on again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Thank you and take care. Bye.